Hello and welcome to Campus Connection on KOSU. I'm Kelly Burley, along with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. And Burns, this is the stretch run of the spring semester commencements just around the corner.
It really is. It's actually May 6th and 7th. We'll have our vet med and graduate ceremonies on the 6th, and then we'll have three ceremonies on the 7th for undergraduates. We have to do that because we do it in Gala Raba Arena, and there's just too many people involved. So it's a big weekend, a lot of handshaking. Our speakers for the undergraduate ceremonies on May 7th will be Chickasaw Nation Governor Bill Anitubbi and recording industry executive and songwriter Tim Dubois, who is very well known in the music business. Of course, Governor Anitubbi is serving his unprecedented 8th consecutive term as head of the Chickasaws, and what a leader he has been. The Chickasaw Nation has really developed in an incredible way. He has worked tirelessly to meet the needs of the Chickasaw people, especially in healthcare and higher education, but of course in many other ways. And was instrumental in the launch of our center here at OSU for Sovereign Nation Engagement and Partnerships. Tim Dubois is known as one of the most successful executives in the recording industry, discovering and signing many artists like Alan Jackson, Brad Paisley, Brooks & Dunn, Vince Gill. Tim graduated with an accounting degree from OSU. He worked in a big CPA firm in Dallas, but wanted to go out and follow his dream, and which he did. And he's co-written and produced many number one hits, as I say, discovered and produced several great country artists. And in addition to all of that, he is an adjunct professor at Vanderbilt's Owen School of Management. Both of these gentlemen will receive an honorary doctorate degree from Oklahoma State on May 7th.
Burns, let's turn to STEM education, and OSU is leading an effort among a number of universities to involve more student participation in STEM.
That's right, and this is really helping minority students earn STEM degrees. There's, as you said, tremendous demand for STEM majors, and this program was funded by the National Science Foundation and grants minority students who are majoring in STEM degree programs, grants, and scholarships. It's known as the Oklahoma Lewis Stokes Alliance for Minority Participation, or LSAMP, and Oklahoma State University serves as the lead institution for this program, but it also includes 10 other Oklahoma colleges and universities. Interested students can apply at any time. I do want to mention that we've been fortunate to have Kay Porter, a 40-year employee here at OSU, manage the program, but Kay's going to retire soon. We'll really miss her.
And finally, Burns, of course, service is part and parcel with the OSU experience, and as part of that, there is an event called the Big Event.
That's right. There were a lot of big events this past weekend, Kelly. But the big event was certainly a key part of that. It's an annual day of service our students, we had almost 2,000 students who completed various jobs for Stillwater residences and businesses that really needed some help. It's a wonderful opportunity for our students to serve and to give back to the community. We also had Junior Day. We had thousands here. I had the Remember the 10 marathon. It was its 10th anniversary year. And, of course, culminating with the spring game last Saturday afternoon.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.